Today on The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe.
There's mysteries about God. There's much we don't understand, but there's much that we do understand. And what we do understand is this, that the light has come and shines into our hearts. And if I respond to that light, the darkness of my sin is forgiven, and I live a life following Jesus, the light of the world. And if I do that, I will never live in darkness.
Welcome to The Verdict, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor John Monroe. It seems obvious that we should stay away from evil, temptation, and sin. And yet sometimes we find ourselves drawn to the darkness, and we choose to do the very things we know we shouldn't. Well, today on The Verdict, we're beginning a lesson about understanding and responding to Jesus as the light of the world. To introduce his message, here's Pastor John Monroe.
In the Bible, our spiritual condition apart from God is often likened to being in darkness. The picture is of losing our way, stumbling along, finding it impossible to be the kind of people God created us to be. When Jesus began his public ministry and began to preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the prophecy of Isaiah was being fulfilled. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. Isn't this wonderful? Today we'll think of one of the greatest statements ever uttered by Jesus. I am the light of the world. Let's learn about the light and what it means to follow Jesus, who is the light of the world.
Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Do you hear him? I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. What a tremendous statement. That Jesus not only gives light, he does that. The statement is stronger than that. He's saying, I am the light of the world. And that the person who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. And at Christmas, we're celebrating that our Lord Jesus Christ comes into this world as the light of the world. All of us rejoice in that, don't we? But here's my question. Do you prefer the light or the darkness? All of us would say we prefer the light, but isn't it true that we sometimes go into the darkness? The story is told of the desert nomad living in a tent in the desert, and he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's very hungry. He lights a candle and he begins eating dates. Takes one date and he finds, from the bowl of dates, he takes one and he finds that there's a worm in the date. He throws it away. He takes another date and he finds there's a worm in the date. He looks at the worm. He looks at the dates that he's thrown away. And then he puts out the candle and quickly eats the rest of the dates as quickly as he could. Do you sometimes do that? Rather than facing the reality of worms in the dark, he chooses the dark. Have you ever found yourself eating worms in the dark? Going to the dark side, doing things secretly, doing things in the dark, doing things that you know are wrong, but you keep doing them. You say you want to live in the light, but you keep returning to the dark. Let's learn about a man who knew darkness. If you have your Bible, open it first of all to John chapter 8, and we're going to read the verse I quoted, the famous verse, John 8, verse 12, and then we'll read a few verses from chapter 9. Fourth Gospel, John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Not just Israel, but I'm the light of the world. Whoever, notice that, isn't that powerful? Whoever, include yourself. That's you. That's me. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Chapter 9. Verse 1, as he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Here we're introduced to a man who was born blind. He is blind from birth, verse 1 says. It's one thing, isn't it, to lose one's eyesight in old age. Quite another thing never to have seen at all. Can you imagine being blind from birth? Never seeing your family. Never seeing the blue sky. Never seeing green grass. Never seeing a sunrise or a sunset. Never seeing a rose. Never seeing a brightly colored bird. Living in total darkness, such as this man. He's lived in total darkness all of his life. He stumbles through life, depending on others to help him, depending on others to provide for him. We read in verse 8 that because of his blindness, he was reduced to begging. A man, all of his life, living in darkness. There is something worse than physical darkness, and that is to live all of your life, and indeed all of eternity, in spiritual darkness. We often choose the darkness, isn't that true? Do you ever wonder in our world why there's so much sadness, tears, failure, addictions, abuse, problems, arguments, divorce, betrayals, destructions, violence, crime, murder, and grief in our world? Do you ever wonder? How is that? It doesn't seem to get any better with our civilization, does it? What's the answer? Spiritual blindness. Paul writes, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. Blind to spiritual realities. Blind to the truth. Blind, as it were, to the worms in the dark, which we continue to eat. Blind to the true light. Sometimes we get so used to the dark that we think it's normal. Isn't that right? And we stumble around in the darkness, falling and injuring ourselves, and often, as we're in the dark, hurting other people, even people that we love and are close to us, making a mess of our life. Looking down into the darkness rather than looking up to Jesus, who is the light of the world. John tells us in his magnificent prologue in John 1 verse 9 that Jesus is the true light, says John, which gives light to everyone. The light is there. The problem is that we often choose the darkness. How are you responding to the light? This past year, as the light has shone, the light of Jesus Christ, the light of the gospel, the light of God, who is light. See, faced with the light, have you noticed that sometimes we close our eyes to it. We don't want it. We prefer the dark. We want to keep on eating our worms in the dark, and we resist the light which shines into our life. John Chrysostom, the famous preacher of old, said, "Men with sore eyes," this is a brilliant quote, "men with sore eyes who find the light painful, while the darkness which permits them to see nothing is restful and agreeable." Think of that. The darkness isn't so bad after all. We get comfortable with the dark. Jesus says in John 3, verse 19, that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. We often prefer the dark to the light. And light, as it shines, causes some eyes to open and it blinds other eyes. If you're in John 9, go over to verse 39 for something very interesting. Jesus is in dialogue with the Pharisees. The Pharisees are very upset that Jesus has given sight to a blind man and are interrogating the man, if you know the context of John 9. And notice what Jesus says here in verse 39. "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." One of these, as it were, riddles, paradoxes that Jesus tells, makes us think. "That those who do not see may see, and those who see," like the Pharisees, "they think they see, but as they are exposed to the light of Jesus Christ, they resist it, and so continue in their blindness." Are you living in the dark, or are you living in the light? I heard a man say to his son, a teenage son, and I wonder, men, how many of you could say this? If you're married and you have children, could you say this to your son or your daughter, a teenage son or daughter? Could you say this to them? A man said this to his son. "Son, you can watch what I watch. You can go where I go. You can read what I read. You can look on your iPhone and see all that I see." That's a man, isn't it, who's living in the light. A man not living with some darkness, hiding some things. Man, could you say that? Supposing you've got a son, daughter, 15, 16, 17. That your life, as it were, is an open book. That you're living in the light rather than living in the shadows. Today, the call of Jesus comes to all of us. As we're thinking of some of the titles and designations given to our Lord Jesus Christ, as the King, as the Messiah, as Emmanuel, as the Savior. Now the title is this: the Light of the World. I want you to hear the call of Jesus today. Do you hear him? He's the living Christ. His word is eternal. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not live in the dark, but will have the light of life." I want you to follow Jesus and live an extraordinary life in the light. You say, "John, that would be wonderful." So it is. First of all, experience the light. I want you to experience the light. The Bible says that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. In Jesus, who is God incarnate, in Jesus, the light of heaven has come to earth. And the light, says John, shines in the darkness. And the light reveals how we really are. That light shines into our hearts, into the inner recesses of our being, revealing our selfishness, revealing our rebellion, revealing our proud hearts, revealing our greed and our lust and all that is involved in our human existence. You see, this light, God's light, the light of Jesus, has no shifting shadows. This light never flatters. Someone comes to us and say they messed up, and we tend to say, oh, it didn't really matter, that's okay. No, it's not okay. This light never flatters. This light always is truthful. And it shines into your heart and mine. This is an amazing story in John 9. Here is a man, blind from birth. Now, there is no question whether or not Jesus has the power to heal the man and give him sight. Jesus is God, and with one spoken word, he can give that man his sight. After all, he's the one who in the beginning said, "Let there be light," and there was light. No question about the power of Jesus to heal this man. The question is the man going to obey? Did you notice what Jesus said in verse 7? "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Some of you have been to Israel, and we go to the pool of Siloam and think of the story. Now, Jesus does something very unusual. You say, "Man, it's a bit gross, isn't it?" He takes some mud and he spits on it. And he puts it under the eyes of the man and says to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Strange, isn't it, to do that? Imagine if the man had argued with Jesus. "This is a poor way. This is a little disrespectful to me. You're making mud and you're putting it on my eyes and then you're telling me to go and wash it off. Why did you put it on in the first place?" But the man doesn't do that. The man obeys Jesus. One old Puritan writer says he obeyed Jesus blindly. That's faith, isn't it? He's in the dark and he's going to step out into the light. But he's going to do so on the terms of Jesus. And before he's going to experience the light, there has got to be the obedience of faith. There's got to be the step of faith from darkness into light. Sometimes people say, "Well, you know, faith is stepping into the darkness." No, it's not. Faith in Christ is stepping into the light. You're stepping out of your darkness into the light. And this is illustrated brilliantly in this story that Jesus tells this man, "Now you go and wash in the pool of Siloam." And we read the end of verse 7. "So he went and washed and came back seeing." Marvelous, isn't it? You ever stepped out into the light from your darkness this past year? Could you think of some examples? That step of faith. Perhaps it's the initial step of faith in trusting Christ as your Savior. Stepping from your sin, repenting from your sin, and embracing Christ, trusting Christ as your Savior. Or perhaps now that you are a follower of Jesus, it's the step of faith. A few months ago, Gudnir reminded me, and I needed to be reminded. She said, "It is step by step." When life is difficult, and sometimes you feel you can't put one foot in front of another, what is the call of the gospel? And it seems there is darkness, and there seems to be confusion, And it seems sometimes you don't really want to go on. Life seems so difficult. You ever been there? Have you ever felt life is so difficult that you wonder, how am I going to get through this? This is what the Christian does. It's one step. One step from your darkness, your confusion, your grief, your heartache, whatever it is, one step at a time with Jesus. I am to follow him. Here is the promise of the gospel, that if I follow Jesus Christ, I will not walk in darkness, but I'll have the light of life. I want that. One step at a time. If you're like me, you want all of your life to be mapped out by the Lord so you know exactly where you're going and the circumstances that will go, that will happen. That is usually not the case. He calls us to obey. And it's often one step, a step of faith. And with Jesus, is always, always a step into the light. When you hear the word of Jesus, as it were, go wash, obey Christ immediately. Do you hear me? Obey Christ. Did you hear Jesus speak to you this past year in his word? Perhaps it was to trust Christ. You've never done that. Perhaps it was to serve him in some way and you've never done it. Perhaps it was to take that one step of faith and you so far have not obeyed. Will you take that step of faith? You know what it is. You say it's hard. You say it's difficult. No, it's not that difficult. It's much more difficult for you if you stay in your darkness. Because the light of Jesus Christ dispels our darkness. On the cross, he takes all of the darkness of our sin. He rises from the dead. He offers us, the living Christ, forgiveness of sins. And he offers us, in this promise in John 8, verse 12, he promises us a life in the light.
This is The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe and the beginning of a message titled, Jesus, the Light of the World. As a thank you to our listeners, we'd like to offer you a special resource that complements this series. It's a valuable tool meant to help you step into the new year with your eyes focused on Christ. It's a free booklet by John, centered on the teaching of Jesus and what it means to follow him. John walks you through Scripture and adds his insightful notes and context to help you study on your own and grow in your walk with Christ. The booklet is titled Life in the Kingdom, and you can request your free copy today by going to our website at theverdict.org. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for John's monthly email for all the latest ministry news. And during this season of giving, please consider helping us continue sharing these daily biblical messages by giving an end-of-year donation of any amount. Your faithful support will help bring the gospel to new listeners and ensure that we're able to push into the new year with firm footing. You can give your tax-deductible gift today by going online to theverdict.org. And then don't forget to subscribe to The Verdict Podcast. In addition to these programs, John presents a weekly podcast called Avizandum, where he shares his personal thoughts on relevant topics like church and politics, the uniqueness of Israel, and how to engage the culture for Christ. You can hear it all by subscribing to The Verdict Podcast. Now, here's Pastor John Monroe with closing remarks.
Well, what's your verdict? Are you living in the light? As long as you follow Jesus, you will be in the light. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And if you try to follow your own desires and ambitions, you'll find yourself in darkness. Listen again to Jesus, who says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. Tune in next time as we continue to learn about the light of the world.
Thanks for joining us today on The Verdict. I'm Michelle Davies. Today's program with Pastor John Monroe was produced and sponsored by Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina.